You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ravens lose 17-3. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So do you feel a little better heading into the bye? They didn't get blown out. A lot of us thought they were going to get blown out yesterday. The defense was better. And are you any better vibes about this team heading into the bye?
A little, but I think you could say that it was effectively wiped out by the fact that they lost another game in standings, and now they're 3.5 back of the Steelers. And we know the Ravens probably aren't going to sweep them this year because you got to move heaven and earth to beat a Mike Tomlin team twice in the same season, not including the playoffs, obviously. So, you know, there is some optimism, obviously, with John Harbaugh saying he for sure expects Lamar back for that game against the Bears. There's some optimism. You know, certain guys on the offensive line played better, but there are just so many points on this team that you feel like can be Achilles heels. And, you know, this run defense, which suddenly looked like it, could bow up, is now dealing with Notavius Robinson. The edge rush is just complete nothing for this team. Still no real ability to create turnovers or to avoid turnovers. It's just everything that John Harbaugh has preached about and continues to preach about. They just do not do that great of a job at executing. And, you know, Lamar is the man who can lift all boats in a pretty frantic and fascinating and fast way. But it's just, you know, when you kind of try to do the math looking at the schedule, it's very tough for me to envision this team making the kind of run that it needs to get to a point where you're more than 50% sure that this team is making the playoffs.
There's also the inability to convert in short yardage situations like we saw, especially goal to go yesterday. Jonas, what is so off about them in short yardage?
I think it's just it's a mix of everything. I think you got a sense for just how impressive Derrick Henry was in short yardage last year by the fact that, you know, we looked at the plays from inside the three last year. They didn't need Lamar Jackson on any of those. It was Derrick Henry. And I think he got a first down or a touchdown on 10 of 15 runs. And obviously it's a much smaller sample size this year, but they're nowhere near that level of efficiency. They're getting stonewalled regularly. And, you know, the kind of cruel joke about yesterday was that if they kept up with the tush pushes, which I'm not advocating for them to do, then you probably would have gotten a better chance of at least avoiding the negative yardage you got with the Derrick Henry run. Mm. So, obviously, don't really like what Bob Lilly's given you in short yardage because he just, I think, struggles to maintain leverage. Voorhees has been, I think he had a good game yesterday, relatively, but has just not really been able to blow people off the line in those trench warfare settings like you expect. They certainly missed Pat Ricard. You know, you don't have anyone worrying about what the QB is going to do because it's Cooper Rush in there. And then you just have some defenses who are, you know, maybe licking their chops to take advantage of this Ravens team that in prior games, you know, has not really had the opportunity to kind of wear down these teams by the sheer fact that they're on the field for 35 minutes a game or for 80 plays a game. So it's just a tough look all around. I do think that there will be some positive regression coming with Lamar coming back and this offensive line maybe having some more consistency and everyone just needing a mental refresh. But it's a definite weak spot for this team that they're going to get fixed if they have any hope of turning things around.
Jonas, maybe I'm the only one whose warped brain connects dots like this, but I was begging them to sign pass rush forever, and they didn't do it. And then they add Jair Alexander, which seemed to me to be like vain, even by their standards in terms of the secondary. And then he can't get a snap, nor should he get a snap, when they're compromised in the back and they're fighting for their lives. And they trade Oweh to get a safety on the field so they could have three NFL caliber safeties on the field because they want to run that stuff. And the guy they trade immediately gets a sack with Harbaugh's brother. And I'm looking at an edge group that's got to be the worst in the NFL. I mean, like, no one's even getting their name brought up. This seems to me to be rock bottom for pass rush for this franchise, which is saying something. Was that not jarring to you watching seven total pressures and none of them come from their edge?
Yeah, and I wrote about just the sheer disparity of the Ravens' investment in their pass rush. Not the disparity of investments, but the results of the Ravens and the Rams' pass rush, because two teams that have followed a very similar path to how they're going to build this thing out when you have a lot of money dedicated to your quarterback. And I believe I looked at the stats from last year. I think the Ravens, even though the pressure numbers weren't great, they still finished second in the NFL because I believe they have the NFL's seventh highest sack rate. And I think coming into week six, they were all the way down to five, number 32, yeah. Which is incredible when you bring back Mike, when you add Mike Green, when you have Adafi Oweh in the fifth year, you know, obviously that number would probably be at least a little bit higher with Nnamdi Madueke healthier, but, you know, Travis Jones is playing for a contract, so they're just doing nothing. And just to follow up on your point about Jair Alexander, Jason, you know, doesn't really, you know, hand wave away a whole lot of the pass rush problems, but he just said that was basically an insurance policy, that with the injuries that the Ravens had to deal with this in the secondary, in case Marlon aggravated something, in case Kyle tweaked something, they felt like they needed another cornerback there, and they didn't. John was pretty frank saying that they don't really trust Anis Peebles as a run stopper, and certainly with the kind of inside power that the Rams running game had shown in previous weeks, they didn't really feel like he would be all that additive to their defensive game plan on Sunday.
We're talking with Jonas Schaefer. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. So, Jonas, what did you make of the quarterback switch in this game and John's comments after?
His plan.
And then Cooper Rush said he wasn't aware there was going to be a – like, well, what did you make of all that?
Yeah, I wasn't there for either QB talking because happened pretty quickly, and I think Cooper's happened before I got in the locker room.
It happened while we were still at the podium, yeah.
Right. I think just from watching the video that Kevin Richardson of the Baltimore Sun showed me, it seemed like Cooper's indecision was more so about just the idea of him getting benched and not necessarily the fact that there was a plan in place, because that was something that John Harbaugh kind of reiterated at the end of today, like with a look over to Chad Steele, like he felt like that was something that he needed to communicate and reiterate, that there was a plan. And the only reason the Ravens didn't go to Tyler Huntley earlier in this game, in that game on Sunday, was because they were running the ball pretty well, and that Tyler Huntley would be the kind of fire starter for the run game if they really needed it. So I don't want to make too much of that one. It might just be a matter of semantics. Again, I wasn't there. I didn't see the questions. I don't think they even put out a transcript for Cooper Rush. And if they did, I'm sorry for overlooking that. But to me, it's not that big of an issue, especially because Lamar hopefully is coming back in the next game.
Jonas, we're about to get into this on the other side, but I find this lead up to the trade deadline so interesting for Eric DaCosta and how he's going to operate, because are you really going to take a big swing when you're 1-5 and maybe you end up picking high? Do you wait until after the Bears game? What do you envision happening in the lead up to the trade deadline for the Ravens?
Man, ask me again after the Bears game. I think it's tough for me to think of anything, to say anything with any certainty. I mean, I obviously read with great interest Jason's reporting in the Post on the trade deadline primer. I think his nugget about Rashad Bateman being on the trade market definitely meshes with stuff that I've heard from secondhand, third-hand sources. So that is interesting. I don't know if there's a dynamic at play there that might be not publicly available right now, but that would be fascinating considering they just gave him two deals in a matter of a very, very short span. So it's just tough for me to say. You know, Eric DaCosta is very involved in watching how this team practices. He's very involved in watching how this team plays. He's realistic about wanting to keep this window open as long as possible. And I think for him, you know, it took a lot for him to trade away a second round pick a couple of years ago, but he knew that he was getting back Roquan Smith, the guy who he knew at his peak could be an all pro player and a guy who could really button up that defense in ways that it needed to be. And maybe there's someone out there who he feels can be a similar skeleton key, but teams aren't going to part with, you know, high level pass rushers, not going to part with high level blockers unless their season is absolutely in the tank. And there are just so many teams right now because of the parity in the NFL that feel like they're a win or two away from really being able to energize their fan base and stay competitive. So beyond the tire fire that's in Tennessee, I just don't know how many teams are going to be actively sellers, and maybe the Ravens will be one of them.
It's hard to sort of suss out much about the offense when the offensive line has been so bad and Lamar has, you know, dealt with injury early on. But I still find myself a little bit sort of shocked that the combination of Bateman plus these two move tight ends, and maybe likely still not even close to being right physically, I don't know, but that there's been so little out of them through a third in the season, where this time a year ago, we're talking about on any given down, anybody could be the star in this passing game. And we've now reached a point where it's underneath stuff to Zay, and that's really it.
Yeah, it's an offense that's been hugely disappointing. I think probably the most interesting stat that I kind of happened upon yesterday was, I believe if you take out the defensive scoring in that week two game against the Browns, they have scored progressively fewer points in every game since week one, which is, I guess, you know, the great thing that you can say about this bye week is that they can't lose to anyone, and they also can't go under zero. Who knows what might have been the case if Cooper Rush and Tyler Huntley got another game out there. But yeah, you know, they've had opportunities, they've squandered opportunities, they haven't been able to take advantage of teams defending them certain ways. They haven't been able to just pull the levers that made last year's offense so good, even when guys were hurt, even when guys were out or dealing with things. So it's not been a year where anyone on this offensive staff, I think, has covered themselves in glory. Certainly not Todd Monken. I mean, think about just all the guys whose career has maybe been put on hiatus based on the kind of rocket ship trajectory that we thought they were on, considering all the momentum that we thought would be continuing over into 2025. It just hasn't happened. That's a bummer for them, but you know, this is the bed that they've made, and they've just got to figure out a way to move forward. And maybe Lamar, again, is the straw that stirs this drink. And we'll be talking about Bateman going for 5 catches for 80 yards and Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews combining for 140 yards. But it's really tough to have faith like that based on the results that we've seen so far.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much.
Enjoy
for
the bye week.
Yeah, enjoy your bye week.
Hey, real quick, how about Loxley? Not the same old Terps. What do you think?
Yeah.
Isn't it exactly the friggin' same old
Terps? Absolutely delusional.
You ready for James Franklin?
Oh my God. I don't know if he's a, that would be even more of an attitude.
Yeah.
I think coming off the Locksley.
Jonas, you're the best. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next. T-bone
when's that Coppin game yeah, down at when are the Terps host Coppin down at the arena? We got to figure that out.
First week of November. Yeah.
We're going to be down there for that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think Sunshine's helping us out with that. T-bone time, what you got?
Yeah, we'll get into what I just asked Jonas. How does Eric DaCosta handle this lead up to the trade deadline? We have a poll up on IA1057 The Fan on Twitter. You can weigh in next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Ravens off to a franchise worst start to the season, 1-5. That ties the start of the 2015 season. But there's still a lot of fans clamoring for Eric DaCosta to take a big swing ahead of the trade deadline. But would that make sense? We put out a poll on IA1057 The Fan. Eric DaCosta is in a very interesting spot ahead of November 4th's trade deadline. Should he be aggressive in trying to swing a trade or two during the bye week, or wait to see if the team can stack a win or two first? What would you do? Trade during the bye, 52.9%. Stand pat / sell side trade, 18.4%. Wait for after the Miami game, 16.1%. And wait for after the Bears game, 12.6%. And I think it's really going to be fascinating to see how he operates, because there's only been four teams since 1970 to start the year 1-5 and make the playoffs. And we know how this organization, and specifically Eric DaCosta, covets draft picks, and they covet high draft picks. Have we seen him give up a second round pick for a Roquan Smith a couple years back? Absolutely. But that was a later pick. Yeah. because they made the playoffs. Where this year, the Ravens, at least how things are looking, they're going to have their highest pick since they selected Kyle Hamilton with the 14th overall pick. So could that be a backfire if he were to take a big swing and give up premium draft capital? And I think you just got to be realistic about their situation where, yes, the defense took a step yesterday, but what do they do well? What do they hang their hat on? Even when Lamar Jackson was healthy, the offense was waning. We just heard Jonas. They've scored less points each week since the scoring 40 in Buffalo. So I'm not as willing to take a big swing, especially during the bye week with where they're currently at. Now, if they were going to do so, it has to be for a player that is controllable for multiple years.
Otherwise, it's malpractice.
Exactly. Where I'd like to wait till at least after the Bears game and then maybe reassess from there. But I'm not. It would surprise me this year of all years if Eric DaCosta was willing to really take a big swing and give up a first-round pick, per se.
I wouldn't think of what he does as buying at the deadline. I would think of it as getting a jump on an offseason where, if he's not careful, he's really going to get his ass kicked. Because it's not a great roster, and it's not just injuries. And unfortunately, the Madubuike injury could be one that's career-defining, career-threatening, what have you. So if we're talking about, you might need two starting caliber D tackles, you probably need three legitimate edge presences. If you want to tell me two because you think Green's going to be something, okay, it's a minimum two, and for them, probably three. You need at least a starting caliber left tackle. You probably need a center. You may need a starting, you probably need a starting tight end. They like to be in 12 personnel quite a bit. You might need two tight ends if how things go with Likely. I don't know. Or at least be on the hunt long term for two. I mean, as crazy as it's going to sound, you probably need a corner or two. Despite everything you've done, do we really
put that out there?
Do we really think TJ Tampa's
don't
a thing?
Tempt him.
Do we really think TJ Tampa's
not
a that, thing?
Not yet.
So you need at least one starting corner, probably maybe two. So if he could check one of those boxes now with a controllable asset, he's going to do it. The problem is when your motivation is long term and you're competing with people who are trying to win a Super Bowl right now, like they told you this team would be. It's hard to beat them out. It's hard to beat out a desperate Howie Roseman or Brandon Bean or Omar Khan or whomever. If they're sitting there talking to their owner about, we think this gives us a Super Bowl title, and you're going to your owner telling them, well, this is one less thing I have to do this offseason, boss.
But the other layer of this is, if they lose that Bears game, are we talking about them selling off?
Should be.
The pendulum goes completely the other way if you start 1-6.
I honestly think the ship has sailed on making buy moves. Not anything major.
I agree.
The best, as Jason pointed out, their best case is to win the division, and that's slowly. Now, granted, they were, I seem to remember watching that in-season Hard Knocks a year ago, and they were a few games back of the Steelers, and they were able to close that gap. I don't think this year is last year. So, it's just not realistic to think they're a playoff team. And even if you are, by some miracle, a playoff team, you still got all these warts. Are you really making a run to the Super Bowl with this roster? I just don't see it.
And that's the other, is this team really one player away, two
They're
players
not.
Away this
I'm
season?
Telling you, if he does something and it's remotely significant, it's to start getting the owner on board about what the 2026 Ravens could be. It's not, for me, 2025. There's too much ego and too much hubris over there, but they're not outright stupid. Warehouse might be a different story. They're not outright stupid. They see this for what it is. And the Jair not playing, what they just did with Owe, this is about trying to see what the next iteration of the Lamar Jackson Baltimore Ravens looks like. I don't think it would be so much about salvaging 2025. They're getting their asses whipped in the trenches every week, and they're not fixing that at the trade deadline.
Speaking of saving things, did Zach Orr save his job with the performance of the defense yesterday? They lost, but it was 17-3. We'll discuss next here on...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I've
seen a lot of football. This is about my 13th year. You know what happens, man. But at the end of the day, man, Zach is a good DC. I've been around a lot. And, you know, he's just putting in the work. And, man, he's so passionate about it. I stand behind him 110%. So I don't know what people are saying. I don't pay attention to it. But I know he come to work and he put the work in. And it just takes time, you know.
It's John Jenkins who forced the Ravens' first turnover against a team not named the Cleveland Browns since last Christmas. That's including the postseason. Defending his defensive coordinator after the game, Zach Orr. So the Ravens, and we all expected them to get blown out again, yeah, like they have the last couple weeks. They lost, but it was 17-3. Are you buying what John Jenkins is selling? Is Zach Orr's job safe?
Well, I think his job is safe. Am I buying everything that's been talked up about Zach Orr? I'm not. There's a pretty robust body of work now that would show that there's a lot of problems and a lot of work to be done. And is some of it out of his purview? It is. But the game day product has not been good enough, and that's going to fall ultimately on the coordinator. But this wasn't an absolute debacle. It wasn't a shellacking. They benefited from a Rams team that seemed to be a little off and lethargic. They benefited from Devontae Adams having one of his least sort of trustworthy performances in a future Hall of Fame career. But
they got stops.
They got some stops, and they got Matt Stafford walking back to the sideline numerous occasions, not putting points up. And they played with some verve, and they played with some energy. And on a day where they had zero pass rush, because there's none on their roster, They bowed up against the run. They showed up on some third and fourth downs. And you know, early on, it wasn't like it was just going to be pitch and catch all day like some of these other games were. You know, look, Snoop Huntley going on a 10-minute drive to nowhere certainly
that,
helped them out.
We live that.
Certainly helped them out. You know, kept Stafford off the field. But, like, I don't think this gets him fired. Harbs clearly doesn't want to fire him. It would have taken, I think, Bisciotti coming down from above saying somebody's got to wear this. Now, the optics are still bad. You know, Rocco was at the game. My son, he's sitting in the upper deck. He said by second quarter, the fire Harbs chants were out in force. Obviously, it was not a heavily attended game. And I think by the second half, it was even less heavily attended. So those are things that will leave a mark with ownership. But I don't think Zach Orr has to wear this. I also don't think Zach Orr is going to be their defensive coordinator next year, no matter who the head coach is. And I think this issue, this unit is going to continue to have some major issues down the stretch because it's not built to be successful.
Yeah, all of that. The Ravens dominated time of possession, held the ball for almost 38 minutes. That helps a lot. Stafford was off. Devontae Adams was off. There was weird play calling by McVay. But you got to give him credit.
Yes.
You held the second total offense in football that was averaging over 400 yards per game to 241.
4.7 per play. Exactly. They will take that 8 days a week.
And they were the number one in yards per play there. You were really good in red zone, and we know that the Rams talked about that a lot last week, how that offense has struggled in the red zone. They were 2 for 5 in those situations. So the defense definitely showed up, and something that we saw, a significant change that was expected as well with bringing in Alohi Gilman, was Kyle Hamilton did not play one snap at deep safety. He was in the box or at nickel every single snap. 29 snaps as a box safety, 17 snaps as a slot corner. They blitzed him more. He blitzed 4 times. That was the most he's blitzed since week 1. So that was a shift there. We didn't see the game-changing plays from Kyle Hamilton.
But he played good football.
Yes, but that was a huge difference.
51 snaps on defense. Gilman, Starks, Hamilton all on the field for 42 of the 51.
Yeah. And I was surprised, like I think you might have been, Jason, that Starks, I think, played all the snaps.
He did.
Yeah, I thought you'd see him come out a little bit with the addition of the safeties.
We'll see if C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he wasn't elevated from the practice squad. Maybe he is for the Bears game. But, yeah, that was probably the only reason he played all the snaps.
We talked about this in our six-pack. I appreciated the fact that they're not getting any pass rush, but they tackled better.
Yes.
They showed fight on defense, like something we had. There seemed to be a bit of quit in this defense the prior two games.
A more passionate performance.
Yes.
I'd say a more thorough and honest performance. I think there was a reckoning there about what's professional grade, and even if you're down some players, and what's not.
The Texans game was a joke. The Texans game could have got Orr fired.
It probably should have got Orr fired.
If that was the game leading into the bye week, he would have been
fired. If you flip these on the schedule.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that one, that sits for 2 weeks. Yeah. I think that's... it seemed like there were guys on this roster that got a memo.
The one thing we haven't mentioned yet, too, that was a highlight for the defense yesterday... They stood up against the run, and that's a Rams team that can run the football. You held them to 3.2 yards per carry,
and they went
which
under center
impressive.
Quite a bit and kicked it old school like I thought they would.
Yes.
And yeah, they bowed up some.
To your point, though, and we talked about this also in the six pack. Devontae Adams dropped a touchdown pass on the first drive. Stafford missed Adams on the next play. He's got him. The guy beat by 3 steps. He throws it out of bounds, and then the kicker misses a field goal. Like that, there was potential for this game to get a little sideways.
Puka Nacua gets his first end zone target of the game.
Yes.
And twists his ankle, kind of comes back.
Blew my prediction because I thought it was going to – he was well on his way.
He was on his way 22 catches on 25 targets.
He was 20 catches away.
Kind of day.
Yes.
It was
in the air.
I turned a bone trending. Immediately. Yeah, this screws my prediction.
I was like, they're going to – so many articles of Puka Nacua's clothing are going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yes, and just blown by the ankle. Yeah, so they're, but they, yeah, they they were better tackling yesterday than they've been in a long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, look, just the effort, the willpower, the determination. They check boxes that are, you know, again, those are sort of like lower level, like
bare minimum, sort
of get you in the door. But they checked them and they hadn't been checking them. I will just say this though. I will go on record as saying this because a lot's being made of the return of a couple of guys, the quarterback of the offense and the quarterback of the defense. Quarterback of the offense could mess around and make the second half way more interesting than the odds say it should be. I don't buy for a minute that the quarterback of the defense is going to change a damn thing. I think he will continue to be picked on and exploited.
Yeah, the quarterback of the offense, he's not going to do it the same way, but I think he could mess around and do what Joe Burrow did last year and make the games relevant. That to me, that's the ceiling. That like these games, like December football is relevant. That's. But you're right. Like we've seen a lot of Roquan Smith.
And I'm not buying it.
We come back. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. The Ravens head in the bye 1-5. Is it over? Do you feel like they need to make some moves? What do the people think about what they saw yesterday and moving forward? 410-583-1057. We hear from you next. Cordell Woodland going to join us coming up at the top of the next hour, but we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Ravens head into the bye. 1-5. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Larry in Baltimore. Larry, you're on the Fan.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Well, I'm saying, I look at the Ravens. What they did in the offseason, what they need to do is dress their defensive line, offensive line.
Yes.
They're okay. They'll be back in the mix next year. All your draft choice got to be defensive linemen and
overload
offensive linemen.
But the interesting thing is,
old team.
Yeah,
this was a generational D-tackle draft.
And they ignored it.
They waited and took a guy with a different body type at the very end.
Yeah, well, who was a healthy scratch.
That's what I was going to say. I think it was very telling yesterday when your defensive line is already really, really thin.
They only dressed four.
Yeah.
I know. And without Nnamdi Matabike, without Brody, and he still was a healthy scratch.
410-583.
But you want this guy to hire a coach.
Yeah. Steve's on the Eastern Shore. Steve, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy your show. I got three points I'd like to make, and then I'll hang up and listen to you guys. One, looking at Harbaugh's facial expressions yesterday throughout the entire game in the last several games, that's a direct reflection on the guys. You know, the team looks at him, and he looks bewildered and confused and in a daze. And then also, he made the comment, basically, we don't do the tush-push as good as the Eagles. So he's on record telling everybody the Eagles are a better team than us. That was insane. And lastly, Jason, mainly for you, do you think it's time to really blow this all up, including Mr. Sunglasses at Night, literally start from scratch and salvage what we can of Lamar's career, his last few years?
Caller's using that nickname, man. That's really gaining traction.
Corey
Hart. It's quite a look. It might have been the high point of the season.
First three quarters in Buffalo.
I said it before. I'll say it again. A gold star. To the stylist to the stars. That was chef's kiss. Wonder what Halloween will bring. If I'm firing Harbaugh, I am not letting this front office hire a coach. So yeah, I'm going to bring in a new coach and a new GM. That's what I would do. But what I would do doesn't matter.
Say it again. I would be stunned if DaCosta gets fired. I would be stunned.
Hey, I feel like Eric coming into this year, I feel like he'd done a good job.
Sure.
I think he had a horrible offseason.
Yes.
And my assumption is Steve is going to give him the opportunity to try to fix it. Now, at the end of the day, Jason could absolutely be right that this thing is broken and.
But this is how it typically works, Jason, in sports where it's the coach, and then guess what? You're next in line. DaCosta's on the hot seat with that next hire.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
410-583-1057. Kevin's in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
Looking good, fellas. Great segment today.
Thank you, sir.
I'm in the minority a little bit, but, I think it's just a matter of hanging tight. Getting through the bye, letting them kind of wisecrack the media a little bit. But I do recall over my lifetime as a Ravens fan, every time these guys have said that they'd rally, they pretty much stuck by it. So at this point, I'm left with seeing if these guys can continue to stand by their word to improve this football team. And that's about all I got for
you. So, Kevin, question for you. Yeah. So you're optimistic that this thing isn't, that this season's not over, is where you are?
To a degree, Ken. I don't know if we rock and roll into the playoffs really well or not, because we've kind of went backwards with that. But I do have a lot of belief that John Harbaugh, the rest of the staff, and Eric DaCosta will do everything they can to give this team a chance to right the ship.
Appreciate the call. I think one of the things, and I think it's fair that we bring it up because I think it should be brought up almost every segment that we talk about the Ravens, is just how bad their pass rush is. And like, it's
they don't
not
have a pass
exactly
rush.
Like they it's their edge existing. Guys are zeros, and now and Tavius Robinson on a good team is a really nice player, and we saw that a year. He's a hustle guy, he makes plays, he sets the edge, and he'll get you some hustle sacks every now and then. On a bad team, he's the best they had, and now he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks with a broken foot. They don't have anything else. Like Mike Green, as you said, Jason, I'm willing to say Mike Green at some point is going to be a player. He ain't a player yet. And the other guys are sunk costs.
I just go back to the offensive line. And it's not just the offensive line, but they are a bottom three team in pressures allowed and sacks allowed. And they're a bottom three team in generating pressures. And I don't care who you're playing against. You could tell me the Bears aren't that good, and they're not. You could tell me the Bears' defense sucks, and it does. I'm going to tell you there's a chance, Lamar or not, that the Bears play them in 2 weeks and score one more point than them.
Hey, Jason, we talked about it earlier.
Layup game on the schedule.
Ben
right?
Johnson's a Ben Johnson's a really smart offensive coordinator, and what we do know is this team can get pressure on anybody. Caleb Williams, pressure free, is going to make some plays.
David Ajabo, heading into training camp, was seen as a guy on the bubble. He played 42% of the snaps yesterday. That tells you where they're at.
Yeah, and it go look at it. It wasn't pretty. Hey, coming up next, you know who is pretty? Cordell Woodland.
Yes.
He covers the Ravens. He covers the O's for us. He was at the game yesterday. He was at the press conference today. What did he think about what he saw? Cordell joins us next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.